Hello and welcome to Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I'm one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart, and today I will be interviewing, talking with, discussing, who knows, lots of different things with Drew and Linda Scott. Yes, Drew and Linda Scott. Let's just get into it now. Enjoy. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Oh my goodness.
Nice to see
How
you.
Exciting. It's so nice to see you.
You're radiating that lovely smile. Your cheeks just got a little rosier looking at us through this video chat.
It's twinkling.
It's the season, you know? Is it allergies? Is it the pandemic? Who knows?
D, all of the above, maybe.
D, all of the above. Thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it because I took a pretty big hiatus in the latter half of 2020. And so I've done like a slow on ramp to bringing guests back onto my little show. Last week I had Jenny Lawson, an amazing author and whatnot. And so you guys are, I don't know, it's really nice to be able to talk to other people that have worked in a similar space and then also have a podcast together.
Yes, yeah. At home, which is just so funny because we decided we wanted to spend a little more time together at home, enjoy amazing conversations like this. And we have you on our podcast too, coming up very soon. But yeah, it all happened. It started before the pandemic, so
it started just before we were all forced to stay at home. So we kind of got our wish in the most morbid way.
Yeah, thanks for that, man. By the
Sorry.
Way, yeah, yeah. I guess my first question, right off the bat, now that you guys are working directly together in this way, how do you guys not get sick of each other? Any strategies for maintaining the kind of joyous rhythm and flow that comes with being
Linda
a couple and also a performance team?
Linda got
a
really
performance
excited
performance team.
And that thing we performed, and one, and two, and three.
Get on my shoulders.
Hey,
get
mean,
on my shoulders.
I'm there.
If I got on your shoulders, it. Linda would be gone.
I would be a pancake.
Yeah. It is tough. I mean, we have like any couples that work together, family that works together, you have your ups and downs. But at the end of the day, I just truly love digging into like what we do with the podcast, digging into amazing conversations. And Linda and I have very different views on different topics. And it's nice not to just be talking with someone who matches everything that you think all the time. It's nice to be challenged and to think from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't really answer, how do we not get sick of each other?
Yeah. Ooh, look at that. Look at the active listener. Oh, jeez.
I'm showing you. Give me your foot.
Oh, my foot.
Drew has now lifted Linda's foot into his lap and is massaging it. And that's how you don't get sick of
exactly.
each other.
Exactly.
This is great.
I
that
see.
Was not so, the answer. You know what? You've never given that answer before. You should do that more. But I think
physical touch then is Drew's love language. Quality time, physical
touch.
Well,
he knows
like,
that.
Are we good? Can we hug like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He knows that like that's what I need, physical touch. Mm-hmm. And I just like need to be near. Like when we sleep, like we're like otters. We hold hands or like I just have to like touch something, you know?
Well, and actually too, when we've had, you know, disagreements, debates or arguments in the past, for me, automatically, I'm like, the last thing Linda wants, like, let's just give herself some space. The last thing she wants is me to come in for a hug or a kiss.
I'm like, but are you crazy?
Yeah,
that's like the only thing that will solve it.
Yes. So when I found that out, that was like a life changer for me. I'm like, oh, it's like a secret weapon. I had no idea all these years.
But we,
it's a game changer. It's a game changer when you figure out that communication style, especially when you're like in conflict. Like, I'm very much the kind of person that needs to take a break to like cool off where I'm like, I need to go take a walk. I mean, I take walks every day. We live in LA. It's beautiful here. But I'm very much like, I need a second to calibrate before we can continue this conversation in a productive manner. Mm. Otherwise I will shut down completely. And what was so funny is that at the beginning of my relationship with Ella, she had the opposite impulse. So if I needed to walk away, she would be terrified.
Yeah.
She'd be like, where are you going? Mm. What are you doing? I'm like, I don't. And she was like, well, when you'll be back, you know, and it's so hard. And like, and so then I was like, okay, you're making it worse, Hannah. Don't go on a walk. But then that doesn't work either because you're not doing your self-care tool.
See,
right?
And that's so you are me and Ella is Linda. And so that's the hardest thing that I'm always trying to, I'm a solver. I like to solve things.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest issues is that we've come across in our conversations with each other and with our therapist is, Linda's not someone who wants a solver to come in and fix it. She's somebody who just wants to connect and someone who wants to be heard. Whereas I'm somebody who likes to sort of solve. And so figuring out what works for me, my self-care, her self-care, and our together care is the trickiest thing. I mean, that's with all relationships.
Yeah. It's a powerful thing, being with somebody in their discomfort, right?
Yeah.
And especially like with the solving impulse, it's like, well, I want to show you that I care so much that I'm just not going to listen to anything you say and I'll just talk. You know,
doesn't,
I mean, like,
work?
Is that...
Here's solution X, Y, and Z. Let's apply it. Let's...
Therefore, feelings over.
Exactly.
There's actually on my keyboard, I think it's like Control Alt Delete Feelings. And it's over.
Yeah.
And I'm good. Doesn't work for Linda for some reason.
No, I've said it before, I'm a turtle when it comes to processing things.
Yeah.
So to have like a solver,
I'm like, go on, turtle.
To have like someone come in, I know, with the best intentions, to be like, all right, what's the problem? Here are the parameters. This is the context. Now this is how we solve it, because we're all smart individual beings and we're capable and, you know, willing. And it's just like, I don't even know how I feel.
That's not the part of my brain that needs comfort. It's so nice, by the way, to talk to another couple. I mean, Ella's working out right now. She's at the gym.
Go, Ella.
To like talk to another couple that's also open about like having a couple's therapist, like going to a counselor. Like, we, especially in our society, we don't have that kind of village that humans are supposed to have, you know?
Yeah.
And so this objective third party, really, really helps, especially when you're two motivated, you know, ambitious, when you're two people that are like really here to like live this life. Mm-hmm. It really helps to get that third person in the room so that you're not just kind of running laps around each other like, what's happening?
Well, it does, because I don't know, sometimes in the heat of the moment, I don't know when my emotions or my, you know, preconceived notions of how she'll take something will get in the way of me being able to clearly communicate. And the same, you know, possibly on Linda's side. And so I love having that third person who can just hear both what we're both saying and unemotionally come in and say, hey, so can I clarify, is this what you're trying to say? And then I start to realize, okay, I'm not communicating in the most effective way.
Yeah.
That asking questions really helps.
Yeah.
Learn, you know, like, I think one of the ones is for us, like for me, if someone asks, are you okay? That's not a comforting question to me. Yeah. I need to hear like, what's on your mind? Mm-hmm. And then I'm able to like think clearly, because I'm like, am I okay? Well, my threshold for okay is very high. So yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm good. Or low, I guess, rather. You know?
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying there. Like, the thing that's funny to me is how my brain works as well. And it, when there's something that I need to resolve a certain, you know, if it's anxiety or a feeling of something, and I can move on, it's very quick. I literally can reprogram myself in 2 seconds.
That's wild. Are you like, I'm looking over
Linda
to the
crazy
other half of the screen.
I don't
Linda
get
is
it.
Like, is this guy for real?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. Sometimes
I don't
like,
know.
I don't get it. Like, I still, I'm just like, are you sure you're not feeling anything else? Like,
she's digging. She's like trying to find something else, but literally, I think over the years, just how I was raised and how I trained myself to self-analyze and be able to move on without any sort of... I'm not burying. I'm not someone who ever buries. In fact, it's probably annoying for some of our friends and family that if there's ever something
to
at
be
all,
so transparent.
I'm so transparent. I say it and they're like, for the love of God, shut the hell up. Don't stop. I'm like, well, no, but in a few minutes, you're probably going to thank me for bringing this up and then we'll move on and we're all good. And they're like, shut up, because you're also right. but I find, so this is something that I do for me. And it drives Linda nuts, because she's like, in her mind, she's hearing something totally different. Like you were saying, like, are you okay? Versus, what are you thinking? Or what's on your mind? So for me, if I'm a little frustrated or if I'm feeling a little bit down, I literally will just smile, because there is a chemical reaction in your brain. And when you smile, it makes a difference and it actually helps get you a little bit out of a rut. And for me, that's all I need is a kickstart and I'm good. For Linda, that's like telling her to fake it. And I'm like, no.
I'm like cringing right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sure,
I think it's also like,
also,
it might also like tiptoe into like the kind of like, I mean, I'll say it, the kind of like gendered area of like women needing to smile.
Exactly.
And so it's like for you, I'm happy that the, the dopamine mechanism was never maladaptive by having to smile your way through lots of things.
Yes, that is exactly it. Like there is that layer.
Yeah.
Like the don't freaking tell me to smile, which you've learned and you don't do that anymore.
I do push-ups when I need to quote unquote smile, because that does also help kind of de-escalate the nervous system.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, or like you push your hands against the wall, lots of little things. But I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's a good one. I'm gonna so like punch the wall right now. I'm kidding.
No, I'm kidding. But you literally can just like push the wall.
Yeah.
And like almost like you're in a lunge position. And put your hands flat against it. And it is, I don't know, there's something about it that I find.
It's an isometric contraction. And it's just creates some flow, some blood flow, and it makes
sexy.
Things happen.
Sexy. Isometric contractions. Okay, what's up with that?
Yeah, guys.
No, but Linda, let me ask you this. You revealed this moments before we started recording, which is that perhaps one of the times you had to smile your way through something, was it when you had a bowl style haircut?
You know what? That was a real smile. Like I have a
picture. You're like, I love this hair.
I have a picture. I have several pictures of me as a kid with the bowl cut. Actually, it wasn't even a bowl cut. My grandma cut my hair while my mom was at work, and my mom came home and was like, oh my gosh, what did you do?
Was it long previously and then she made it short?
I don't remember. I just like remember it based off of pictures, but it was like more like a rainbow haircut.
It was like a rounded bowl front.
And the rainbow bangs.
We will send you the photo.
So your third eye could see your layer of hair.
Actually, the best photo of Linda as a kid with this is she had chicken pox and she had that hair. And her sisters or somebody dressed you like a little old man or something like that.
Yeah.
And so she looks like she's living her best life.
I was really happy.
That's pretty cute, though. I was like, it's pretty cute.
She pulls it off.
It's very cute,
Well, I do have some more specific home-related questions for you two, the at-home with Drew and Linda team. And we're going to dive into those questions right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're back. What's up, everybody?
I've just realized this was a trick. Have a new place, and you've brought us here to answer all your home woes. This is
I don't know. You know, I've seen a couple episodes of The Property Brothers, and I know you're not like the handy one, right? Aren't you the salesman?
You know, whatever you think.
Drew is very, very handy.
Yeah.
Are you mad handy? That's like when you guys were developing the show and you flipped a coin, you were like, damn it.
No, you want to know what's funny? Because in reality, Jonathan and I both have done construction. We've both done the real estate side of things. We're both designers. But in the early days, they wanted to really delineate our roles. And Jonathan's a licensed contractor. I'm not. But in the beginning, they thought I looked more brawny than him. You know, my muscles were a little bigger.
Is that
bigger.
Why he had to do the long hair?
Well, they said with him and his fancy longer hair, they said that he looked more like the suit guy. And he was also a broker at the time. So they said, I'll be the construction guy. He'll be the suit guy. And so it was just the week we were about to start. We went in to look for a wardrobe fitting. And then I happened to say to the producer, by the way, Jonathan is a licensed contractor. I do construction, but I'm not the licensed contractor. And they're like, oh, maybe we should switch your roles because that could go bad.
Oh, wow. And then you were, and then you like pull out your wallet and you're like, and also I look great in a suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I fit both sides of the coin.
Have you seen my cheesy realtor pose?
Oh.
With the cell phone?
Yeah. Knuckle to chin. That's all it is. So it really, I could have been the hands-on one in the beginning, and I am so glad that I wasn't. We do for Brother versus Brother and Celebrity IU and on Forever Home. I am very hands-on now compared to the original Property Brothers. Mm-hmm. And it's
well, you got
fun.
The authority, you know? It's kind of like once you're at that status, they'll let you do the multifaceted nature of man.
It was also to get Jonathan to stop whining because he was so frustrated that he was doing all the dirty work. But it is fun. Him and I working together is fun, designing together. But Linda and me, we designed this house, and we've done some different projects. And Linda, you know, went to school for architectural design, and so
yeah,
it's really
Linda-
fun.
I want to hear like more about, you know, I know some things about Drew and now even more, but I want to hear a little bit more about your journey and kind of how you went through your career and arrived at this moment.
Oh, geez. Where do I start? I've always been like, I've always bounced around from job to job because my thought was, well, if I'm bored and it's like, or my biggest thing was if I didn't really enjoy the people, then that
the
would
environment.
Be like, yeah. Then I'd be out because it's just like, oh, it's just a part-time job, so it's fine.
No big
like,
deal.
I'm a big believer in quitting. You know, yeah. once you learn how to quit a job, you're like, wait a minute,
I'm quit really any job. Good at it. I'm really good at it.
I don't know if I've quit too many things in the past.
Just fired? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, just fired. Yeah.
No, I don't think you've ever been fired.
I analyzed this
no,
exclusive.
I have. The only time I have, no, I wasn't fired. I was demoted as I was a server and I was the worst server, so they demoted me to be. They asked me just to be like a greeter at the door because I was really good with the people. Mm. And then I decided to quit because I'm like, no, thank you. And I got into sales and I crushed it.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So.
But yeah, I was working a few like random jobs, including one that allowed me to like just work from home. I helped my friend's dad's company do like site plans. And then when Drew and I had met, he thought like, oh, you like, you know, help with designs and stuff. Maybe like you can help on the show. But it turned out that
we
I just
love.
Loved like, yeah, we were in love.
Yeah.
I loved like event planning and like just production development stuff, like anything
and
creative. So I just started helping with things here and there. And then I kind of got reeled into the entire world.
Because I loved, so I never expected
like very
it.
Quickly.
I didn't know her, excuse me. I didn't know her experience. And she brought so much energy and something and a unique perspective to development, product development, show development, everything we were doing. And so it was really fun to get her diving in to help us. And then now, Linda and me, our focus is at home and what we're growing here. And it's exciting what we have coming down the road that's outside of just the podcast. And it's also live event and some different things. So.
Yeah,
it's fun.
That's that's awesome. So, do you guys met working together first, or
no?
Fashion week in Toronto.
Fashion week. Were you site planning and
no? I was just helping out a friend.
Oh, that's the event side.
Yeah. Not even. I didn't help plan the event or anything. It was just like
this is what it was. So
number one, Scott Brothers fan club. She snuck in to the event.
She did. She was a stalker. She was site planning me the whole time.
Oh, girl.
Taking a survey.
All right. Let's get the big measurings. Never mind.
A topography?
That was a tall joke. That wasn't a
yeah,
penis we'll joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, the it was a Fashion Week event, and the wardrobe sponsor from our show had asked us to come and be the celebrity models. Our show had just started, so it hadn't even taken off. It had only been airing, I think, a few weeks. Mm. And Linda was asked to come and help out at the event. Her friend was DJing the event. And so we just happened to randomly meet at the event, me as a male model and her as fashion police. Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Destined for love.
How fun is that?
Backstage.
I picked her up with my line, "Where'd you get the water?"
Oh,
that was my line.
Yeah. It was very charming.
Oh yeah.
And her response was,
"Where'd you get that pizza?" Very hungry, as always.
And it worked out.
And oh, then... my guys, that's actually really beautiful. Wait a minute. I didn't expect it to link like that, that these two gears would come together and start the movement of something so much bigger than you could even imagine.
I know. Wow. I find that so interesting how, like, people can be strangers and then... And then lovers. And then lovers and other streets.
Well, so this is the thing. I saw her at the event. I saw her across the room, and she had this fun energy. She was laughing and talking to some people, and she's beautiful. And I'm like, okay, I need to know who this is. Because mm-hmm. I had always been single. I was always work. I date a little here, date a little there, but I enjoyed work. And then I saw her. I'm like, okay. Mm. And then I wanted to see her and talk to her. I just had that very brief communication. And then there was an after party, and I didn't see her again before that. When I got there, she wasn't there, and I was really bummed because I'm like, darn it. There's something about her I really liked that was different. Then I saw her talking to the DJ, and I didn't know how she knew him or if she was dating him or whatever. And I'm like, this is not happening.
So yeah, you're like, she's too cool, man. She's over the DJ.
I walked up in between her and the DJ. They were standing face-to-face talking. I walked up between, literally walked in between the two of them, turned mm-hmm. away from her, faced the DJ, and started talking to him. And that was my...
Did you know him?
That is confusing.
No, it's not.
This is my move.
This is the Drew.
This is your little mating dance. You're like, look at my back.
Yeah. That's my good side. And when you think of our height difference, my butt is her face level. So it's, you know, my real good side. So no, I did that as a way, just as a little joke, to be like, tease her a little bit, but ignore her. And I'm talking to him. And then she's like, excuse me. And ha ha ha. And then I was breaking the ice.
Yeah.
Because I'm just goofy and I like to break the ice. And it worked.
Are you both Canadian then? If you're in the Toronto, you're both from Canada.
I'm from Vancouver. I'm from Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Do you guys believe in socialized medicine?
No. Let's dig into politics and healthcare.
Yeah, let's
dig into that. Is that a myth? Socialized medicine? No, I'm kidding.
You know, it's an idea that I think could be improved and actualized. Yep. In many ways. Speaking of improving and actualizing, I've been working on some improvements
That's
of
a
my
great
own.
Segue.
Good, so, good.
Dude, yeah, man. I'm like a segue machine. Okay. Yeah. You know? That's how I
only
like
thing
to
that
do
would be
it.
Better is if you were literally on a segue right now. But
I am.
Whoa.
No, I'm not, but I am on a very strange chair. It's a hog. When we first came into the pandemic reality, I got myself a really excellent chair because I've never really found a chair that works for me because I like to move around a lot. I like to sit in a lot of different positions. And this is actually built off the concept of like a saddle, like kind of like how a cowboy sits. So you can sit in lots of different ways in it, front way, back way, all kinds of things. And
there's
a joke in there
somewhere, but yeah.
There surely is, you know. I would say that this was a real investment chair. I'll send
you. Cool. You were literally doing. You're right now. You're doing the realtor pose. You're doing my look. The knuckle to the chin,
like holding it,
side
gently.
Smile. Yeah, that is exactly
little,
it.
Maybe but I should go. Yeah,
your
a lot of people went into real estate. Wait, now I'm just jumping. Hold on, my segue.
Okay.
Speaking of improvements, I think is where we were.
Yes.
Who knows? I've got some questions about some improvements I've been making on my own, and I'm gonna ask them after this. So, friends, you know, I want to say a couple things, which I think that the people, our earbuds, that's what the Analyze This listeners are, the earbuds, might not know, which is that what we share is a real love of, like, detail and events and, like, really looking at something deeply. You know, I think when you guys came to our wedding, you were some of the best guests simply because you really appreciated what an excellent wedding it was.
It was amazing.
So beautiful.
It was whimsical and magical, and the love was in the air.
Yeah, and so many cool details and fun details or fun like activities for everyone to like get to know one another. It was a cool
weekend.
And
the thing too is we didn't really know anyone else there. I think we knew like a couple of people there, and it was actually really nice for us. We just kind of mingled around and introduced ourselves.
Oh, you guys were a hit. Huge hit. I mean, 10 out of 10. I have people coming up to being like, Drew and Linda, they're so great. Like, have you met? And I'm like, have I met? Yeah,
I invited you to the wedding.
But like, so you guys really, really crushed it as wedding guests. Mm-hmm. And thank you again for complimenting my magnum opus of love, I think.
Can I? I want to tell you one thing, though, that this maybe makes me like...
Is this a note? I'm not ready. Don't tell me.
Yeah. No. This, from like the distance, the thing that I love the most is there were several moments where I just caught you and Ella in your own moment together away from everybody else, and just seeing that love is just so, it was so special. It really was. And that's what made the whole thing so, so magical.
Yeah.
It, you know, it does help to be like very much in love with the person you're married to.
Yeah. We hope to be there one day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One day. You guys, you know, this is a good step. Meeting with me is actually, it's a lot of couples' first steps towards resolution. So with this eye for detail and now being a homeowner, though, I do think it feels weird because, you know, I mean, I got a mortgage. It's hard. I'm like, well, it's 100%. I'm a homeowner. I own it, but with a mortgage. But I'm very fortunate because not like no other millennials do. So here I am with what, you know, this two bedroom, one bath little house that I just absolutely love. And I almost feel like I'm like going to make myself crazy because there's so much I can do. You know, and I'm not even talking about like big changes. I'm talking about like the house was built in the 1920s. The floor, I walk around the rooms and I see all the things, like the floor being this much lower than the little lip that connects it to like, the, there's like a lot of little things. I took off a outlet and there was no box inside. And I was like, oh my God, now I have to take off every outlet in the whole house. Like, you know, it is a beloved little California bungalow, but it hasn't, it's never had a Hannah before, you know?
Do you think you can handle it?
I don't know, man. Look, the drywall is really old. Like the drywall at this point, I think is like 100. I think it's like the first, like the origin of whatever drywall.
It's probably plaster then. It's probably not
plaster. Yeah. It's probably not even drywall because I will do everything with the anchors and like, you know, my little, I really try, you know, to like hang things well and do that. And then it just like,
oh my
God. And so I'm like, okay, I'll find a stud. And then, but the plaster, I think it might be like, it is the most sensitive house, you know?
It's a sensitive house.
Sensitive house. All this being said, what is your, how do I not get overwhelmed? Like how would you prioritize? Like I painted my kitchen cabinets and I love it. You know, I think they turned out great.
And
you know,
I'm curious to know how long that lasts and if you use the right kind of paint and if it will slough off after.
It's a cabinet paint and I did use the right kind of paint.
Oil based?
Nice job.
Oil based acrylic?
Is this a trick question?
Can you make it multiple choice?
Here's what I would say. You are absolutely right.
Water resistant?
There you go. Perfect. That's good.
See, cabinet. There you go. There you go. Phew, God.
Done. Sold.
I'm sweating.
As long as you didn't like, you know, tweet, is this a load-bearing wall? Can I take it out? Because that's not the right way to go. Get an engineer.
No.
So here's the thing. To start off, anybody listening as well, if you're getting into home ownership and you're like, yeah, but I have a mortgage that I don't really own, 99% of people would never own a home if they didn't have some sort of lending that could help them into it. So that is very
common. I'm a big believer in I took loans out for college. I took loans out for this house. It's great.
This is, as long as you're not over leveraging, you are handling yourself the way everyone else does. And that's great because it's exciting to have that pride of ownership. In the house, there will always be a million things that you could do. You're going to be nitpicking your house more than anybody's house or even when you rented before. And so that's very common. But I would say back away from even the fixes and things and just say, what makes you feel at home? Mm-hmm. What is it in your heart that speaks to you that says, this is home? And then if there's something that's bothering you in the house, like if it's the color, if you need vibrant color in your home to really feel alive or relaxed or whatever that color would do for you, then that's where I would say you should start. Something that makes you feel the love of home.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. I think the feeling of the home is so important because as soon as you, yes, it's great to look for inspiration in magazines and TV shows and everything, but I feel like as soon as you go down that rabbit hole, it is endless. Like you could tear down the entire house and build a new one. But then like, why didn't you just get a new house, right?
Or if it doesn't have boxes in the electrical, then it'll just burn down the house and eventually
just one day. No, that is since resolved.
Okay, good.
So thank God. I would say like the safety stuff.
The safety,
is like number
one. As soon as I was like, but the feeling of the house,
yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah, and like how do you and Ella like to spend your time? Like if it's in the kitchen cooking and like having dinners at home, like that is an area that you want to focus on.
Honestly, I am like high-fiving myself and patting myself on the back. And I wish Ella was home from her workout so I could be like, see, honey, we have to go by. Like, because I think Ella is more the magazine flipper between the two of us. I am not that like interested in that aspect. Like, I am the one that's like, you know, I think I want to do like a kind of a muted, dark, like anchor blue gray for this room. And she's like, I can't, she's like, she can't see it. So I'll take a picture and then I'll put it in Photoshop and I'll show it to her. I'm like, I really think this is going to, you know, but like, just cause, and I, what I want is her approval and praise. But, I think that she's always happy when it's over, like when it's done, you know? And, but I've, so far I've been going by how I prioritize our living experience. So like bedroom was first. We needed to be able to sleep. Like when we first moved in, we had our house on the side with the motion sensor lights and it was bright and it would go on and off and on and off. And it would just, it would create light from the window. And the more research I did about like a truly dark sleep, like a truly dark room to sleep in with, we don't have anything on the walls. We have it very much like this is a designated sleeping space. And that's been great. And so from there, I went to the kitchen. And then next, well, I've been spending a lot of time in the garden, but, you know, I just see. So I think living room next, foyer I did. Ah, it's tough, guys. It's tough. You know?
Well, I think that's good, though, because you're taking what can be overwhelming and anxiety ridden, the whole project, and you're chunking it down into manageable bites. And that's a big part of anything in life, to be able to get through it. And so I think that that's really good that you're doing that. And
manageable bites with Drew and Linda Scott. Is this the name of this?
There it is.
Bite-sized manageable home.
Bites. There it is. That's the new podcast. Yeah.
Bite-sized home.
Manageable and bites. When you are looking at design too, like everyone's so houses. Different. Yeah. I would do that. I would eat it every day. Every day. It could be Christmas for me. Anyway, back on track.
The smaller thing I'm going to do next, because I get distracted by these little small projects before, like, because the cabinets was a big one, redoing the bed, swapping bedrooms, that was a big one. But my next small project is we have so many beautiful cookbooks. And, like, I guess I like to look at cookbooks the way some people look at magazines, because it's just beautiful photography and it's so interesting. And having published books, I get sent from the publishers all their new client cookbooks and this, that. And I'm just giddy, but I've got, like boxes of these gorgeous cookbooks. So I'm trying to, I want to put them on a shelf, but I really got to figure out what I'm going to do about that plaster, you know, because cookbooks are heavy, man.
I mean, that's the thing too, is if you have plaster walls, it can be trickier because you got to go a little bit deeper to get in to anchor the, like a floating shelf or whatever it might
be. It's a real, the previous owner was here for 17, like a good chunk, almost 20 years, and worked with the same kind of contractor. But there were a lot of things I think that, I think the house is ready for me and I'm ready for the house. You know, we're really happy together.
You know, here's a question then. You guys are, there's going to be a great relationship when you're done. But right now, it's sort of like that early dating with the house.
Me and
early
the house,
dating. Yeah.
Yeah, we did do like a blessing. We do make sure to talk to the house a lot. We tell it how much we love it. You know, we're like, hey, house, thank you so much. We love you so much.
Linda does that.
Yeah.
I only do that because,
she's scared
because
of
spirits.
Well, yeah. No, we had a monk come to the house when it was empty. Well, yeah, because we were transitioning ownership and the previous owner's energy, they were an artist, a sculptor, so that's why their creative studio is now my creative studio.
Cool.
There, and you know, we really wanted to, like, I mean, we sat in the living room, we put our hands on the floor and we were like, we are here now, we're going to be bringing ourselves and our animals and our plants. I mean, the first thing we did, we put a bunch of plants inside and, like, you know, and I bought like a big rock thing, but anyway, I really think it matters. Houses have an energy to them, and it was a loved house, and we want to make sure it knows it's going to be continue to have love.
Yeah.
And if it keeps
that's so cool.
If it keeps arguing with you and letting your shelves fall off the wall, then you bring in someone to exorcise the home and get rid of the demons.
You know, it's almost like maybe the house is doing that passive thing where it's like, boy, I wish we could go on a vacation someday. You know, or like it's doing that every time there's a new, like, crack that I see or find, or another, like, I mean, it's just, and this, the level of dust, man, it is you know.
Welcome to home ownership. Here's the question. The within the house, you're doing some tweaks and adding some color and some staging and furniture design. Is there anything functionally that does not work for you? Like, is the kitchen a terrible layout?
The bathroom. It's the bathroom. Functionally, the bathroom, I think they built in like a second half bath, but you're not going to, I mean, I love the house. And if for some reason the previous homeowner is a huge fan of Hanalyze this, you know I love the house and I'm so grateful, like, obviously. And there's this half bath that has a shower head that doesn't work with the size of it. It's a square and the has the glass the door. So I tried to put like a lip on it, but the water, it doesn't retain.
No.
It's, you know, it's like a perfect square. And I'm like, this is so well, the bathroom.
First off, to make it not sound like a bad thing, I love how you used and instead of but. I love thank the you. House.
I purposefully do that, yes.
And I purposely call that out because that's just...
And me. I say thank you instead of I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Instead of I'm sorry, I was late. I say thank you for your patience.
Yeah, there you go. See, a positive mindset. I think that every house is
it's all I got, man.
It works. But this house, that's where you should focus in on a little more energy to dig in and bring a professional in that can help you because of plumbing and things. But a small reconfiguration in even a small space can make a world of difference.
What's sorry, that? I'm laughing because Drew went like this.
Oh yeah,
he's reconfiguration. In the bathroom. Is this? She's They're both kind of like doing
wiggling
the
their fingers.
Yeah, wiggling their fingers like those stress. You know those balls that make a sound when you go like this.
Yeah, yeah. I know those the balls metal ones? Make a sound when you do this. Yeah.
Okay, that could be our. Well, we don't do video with this podcast. It's because I'm so focused on the home. People are like, "Where's the video podcast for Hanalyze this?" And I'm like, "Have you seen our bathroom?"
We will come over at some point and in person we will give you some good direction.
Oh God, I also had Bobby over when he came to film My Drunk Kitchen and he also gave, I mean, come tell me something reasonable I can do. I'm gonna re-caulk the bathtub because I can't stand looking at that every day because in the real bathroom, well, anyway, I don't need to go into that, but long story short, everybody, sometimes when you're at home, what matters most is feeling at home, question mark? Okay, what could you guys possibly, to sum up, any advice you might have for Hanalyze this listeners who are building the foundation of a relationship or setting up their foundation for a home? You know, what are some ways you guys find home during times where you might feel lost?
I feel that one thing is the idea that your physical home is not really what makes you feel at home. It's your relationships. And I think your home should make your life easy. It shouldn't add stress to your relationships. And again, that's whether it's your relationship with yourself or your significant other or your children, whoever it might be in a home. And so I think that's the one thing that I just say is it's easy to get stressed out by the physical things around you and in the space. But if you really focus on the most important thing, your relationships, and then you can tackle those little, however I said it before, that you love the bite-sized
manageable
chunks.
Manageable bites.
Yeah. That is probably the best way to focus on your home, to really truly love it and let it grow with you.
Yeah. And I think have fun with it. Like, it's, yes, your feeling isn't just all the physical things, but we are lucky in that, like, we can, you know, design our spaces. So that it is the best expression of us and the best, I guess, partner. The home is like a partner in like helping us live our lives every day. So I think that's the fun part. And like, don't get hung up on like making it look perfect or like, oh, what's the trend today? Like, that doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure me and the earbuds, we just maybe some of them are. Yeah. But I actually, one of the spaces I'm most proud of in our home, no one can even see, which is that we have these drawers that were originally in the bedroom before I flipped everything around and made Ella an office, la la. And it's just this three drawer little thing. And, you know, it became three catch all drawers for everything. And just, they were just crazy and chaotic. And one day it just hit me. I was like, I'm just going to organize these so it's the best for us. And we have all these beautiful little dish towels that are too cute to use. Yeah. So I like laid the dish towel in the bottom of the drawer. I was like, boom, here's our incense. Boom, here's the stuff for the cats. Boom, here's the electronics. Boom, here are the spare pens, you know? And it's my favorite. I like, every time I look at this drawer, open it, I feel so good.
Isn't that great though? I love that because everybody,
Nobody even knows.
That. No, and it doesn't have to. The thing that I love the most is it's not something expensive. It's not something that is some bougie thing that you had to spend a fortune on. And I have it. Linda will make fun of me too, because for me, I'm all about function, and I will just add a tiny little thing. Like I put in our where all our flatware is. I put in a little block because the organizer in there,
around.
It was shifting.
Yeah. It would shift around.
It drove me nuts.
Yeah.
And I cut some blocks and put them in there so it fit perfectly and stopped. And every time I like open it, I'm like, I smile to myself. I'm like, I know.
Because it doesn't go, shling.
Yeah. It drove me nuts every time little things like that. But now I'm like, well done, Drew.
That stuff does get me giddy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's affordable, functional, and it's those little environmental changes. I think when you have the presence of self, these things kind of make themselves known to you. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you just got to stop ignoring them and be like, you know what? I matter enough to me to fix the silverware.
Yeah. And that excitement, the smile on my face is just the start. Then I start whipping up a beautiful breakfast for Linda, and it's improved our sex life, actually.
Oh, good.
All because of the block in the drawer.
Yep, that makes me smile, too.
Well, he's not sad. Linda's like, I co-sign this statement.
I concur.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you both so much for being here. If more people would love to listen to more of your beautiful voices, where can they find you all across the board, you know?
They can find us on social,
At home.
At home.
Yeah, so we're at home everywhere. And our podcast, if you just search at home, it'll pop up. And it's very similar in the sense that we love to just dig in and have amazing conversation with inspiring people and help ourselves grow through other people's experiences. And this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
You guys can check me out at Harto all across the internet. And if you haven't yet, and if you're new to the Earbud community and analyze this, go ahead and click subscribe or whatever kind of button mechanism you're using, because we have new episodes every week here at Analyze This, a self-help podcast that just can't help itself. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mwah, mwah, magnificent. You know, you guys should consider doing this for a living. You did great.